This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, we'll start off today by continuing our conversation with Woody Woodruff about the Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Project. As I mentioned yesterday, the project just received an additional $1 million in funding, but they also gained a new resource conservationist to help implement the funds. Woody will fill us in on how farmers can get involved and who's filling the shoes as the resource conservationist.
We want them all to do it, and we're going to educate them to do it. And there's going to be a lot of partners come in it's going to save money, but it's going to pull in more money too. So it's a great project.
And you mentioned that there are farmers that were applying for some of these programs already, and then this money came in, and that's because they would be working with their Macoupin County NRCS. Is that how they would get involved?
That is correct. The Macoupin County office is where they need to start at. And this new one will take a little while to unfold as far as getting the money allocated and getting the project underway, but they could go ahead and go into the office, and if you have some needs on your farm or if you want to find out more about it, these practices already exist. This is the opportunity for them to get the funding and the expertise to go along with it.
And obviously you said the main reason that this project was started was to reduce the phosphorus runoff in the water. And I think there's some pretty astounding numbers of what Illinois actually contributes to that, and we also don't have a very large amount of water that actually flows down to the Mississippi River Basin.
Yeah, we get to claim we're number one on that one for the states in the Mississippi River Basin for the loading, but that's probably not a good thing, but we have the most potential to improve that as well, and we already are improving, especially in the phosphorus. But most of that improvement's coming from the urban areas, so we need to step that up in Macoupin County and throughout the state. And this is an erosion situation for phosphorus, and farmers are putting in grade stabilization structures and waterways, but we need to expand that. And farmers are going more into a tillage mode as far as no-till and strip-till, and cover crops continue to grow, and I think they're going to be a key part of it. But we also are looking at those areas that are not really producing the way their best land is at and where they're probably more contributing to the erosion. Those areas might be better off in a field border or some other practice that could pay them to set it aside or to look at more of a perennial cropping system, whether it be livestock or whatever.
The other thing I wanted to mention, not only exciting for the project to be receiving this money, but you also now have a new person that you're going to be working with through American Farmland Trust, actually a familiar face and name that I know and several people around this area know, Chris Reynolds, who was previously the resource conservationist for Montgomery County Soil and Water, now will be working with American Farmland Trust.
Yes, he and the past Soil and Water District employee, so I've known Chris for quite a while, and he was just the perfect candidate to fill that role, and being linked to this area and having the skill set that he has, I think he's an unbelievable asset to the project and to conservation and sustainable ag, and he is very knowledgeable and has a lot of real life skills that will help this project. That I see nothing but good things for Chris being on this project.
Well, sounds good. I know we always like to work with local people and people that know the area, so can't wait to hear how things go for that project. And I know we're going to be doing updates probably throughout this project, but there is a seminar coming up this month that farmers can go to for more information.
That is correct, and that seminar is going to actually be in Jacksonville this year, and it's a conservation cropping seminar, and we do regional ones, and it's January 25th, and it's at Jacksonville at Hamilton's Catering. It's an all-day event, and it's going to have some great scientists there and on soil health and practices in farming that help with soil health, as well as nutrient loss. Laura and Lowell Gentry from U of I and Illinois Corn Growers are going to be there. Barry Fisher is the regional person for Soil Health Initiative with NRCS to talk about soil health. Dr. Joel Gruber from Western Illinois University is an outstanding professor on sustainable ag practices, and he's going to be there, as well as a champion farmer panel that will take discussion questions on their operations and how they're succeeding. But farmers should go to this, because this is a great opportunity to it's something that's coming to us, and we need to be prepared for it. And you just need to register for this on January 25th. It's going to be starting at 8 in the morning, register at 8. But you can go on the www.ccswcd.com, which is the Champaign County Soil and Water District website, and they have a registration there to get signed up for it. It'll be an exciting day.
Woody Woodruff with the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, and once again, the Conservation Cropping Seminar is scheduled for January 25th in Jacksonville. The registration deadline is January 12th, and you can register online at the Champaign County Soil and Water Conservation District's website. And we'll be back with more ag news after these messages. Looking at national ag news, outgoing Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is expected to become the next president and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council when he leaves office later this month. Vilsack has not confirmed the plans, but a source familiar with his intentions told AgriPulse that Vilsack will take the place of Tom Suber, who retired at the end of the year from the council. The U.S. Dairy Export Council is funded by checkoff revenue to track and promote U.S. dairy products. Vilsack says that until he leaves his post at USDA, he's focused on his current job with several items to get across the finish line. He says he has nothing currently to say about life after the administration. Vilsack has publicly spoken previously, however, regarding his interest in working in farm policy once he leaves the USDA. Looking at World Ag News now, ChemChina and Syngenta were issued an extension by the EU antitrust regulators to comply with the regulators' request. The EU has extended the deadline for a decision on ChemChina's proposed buy of Swiss group Syngenta by 10 working days to April 12th, according to Reuters. Syngenta said in a statement the two companies had asked for the extension to allow sufficient time for the discussion of remedy proposals. The European Commission opened the investigation into state-owned ChemChina's $43 billion bid in October, saying the companies had not alleviated concerns over the deal. Syngenta said in a statement the two companies remain fully committed to the transaction and are confident of its closure. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.